Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Leo. When did you get back from holiday? Did you have a good time?
Hi, Grace. Yes, it was fantastic. We got back yesterday afternoon. We did lots of walking in the mountains and we saw some incredible scenery.
I saw your posts online. It looked like you had a great time. You took some impressive photos.
To be honest, Dad took most of them. He's much better than me at that kind of thing. He doesn't really do social media, though, so I uploaded them to my account.
So, what kind of place did you stay in?
Mum was hoping for a luxury hotel, but Dad wanted to get back to nature, so his suggestion was camping. I don't have much experience with camping, but I was willing to give it a go. Mum put her foot down, though, and in the end we compromised and got an apartment.
We stayed in an apartment the last time we went on holiday. It was near other apartments, and the shared pool got really busy. We wished we'd gone for one with a private pool, but by the time we realised that, it was too late.
I know what you mean. Luckily, we went in low season, so there weren't many other tourists around. Of course, that means that you can never rely on getting good weather, although it suited us perfectly. I'm not really one for lying on the beach in the sun anyway.
And it often means that some of the facilities have already closed down for the off-season, doesn't it? Where we were, there wasn't as much choice in restaurants as there is during the summer months.
It was the same for us. That meant that we went back to the same place a few times. I know that might seem a bit boring to some people, but it didn't take long for us to feel right at home. It gives you a chance to get to know local people a little better, rather than just eating there once and never seeing the staff or the owner again.
Did you manage to meet anyone else your own age?
There were very few teenagers around. There was a bowling alley and an amusement arcade, but they seemed deserted most of the time. The fact that it was term time there might have had something to do with it. They don't have the same time off as we do. I guess local teens had to be in class, so the only teens you'd meet would be other tourists, really.
And how did that go?
It was interesting, since they came from different parts of the world. We had English in common, so we managed to get on all right. We're connected on social media, so we'll stay in touch.
And what was the flight like? I know you were a bit uncertain about that, weren't you?
That's right. Well, we all get nervous with new experiences like that, I imagine. In fact, I needn't have worried. The cabin crew really help you to relax. I must admit, I got a bit anxious on takeoff, but everything settled down after that. And before I knew it, we were there.
That's good. I suppose you'll be looking forward to the next holiday now.
Yes. There's one thing I'd do differently, though. When we decide where we're going, I'll do some research online. I felt like I would have got more out of this trip if I'd got more information together before I went.
I'm glad you had a good time, anyway. Next time, take me with you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, Leo. When did you get back from holiday? Did you have a good time?
Hi, Grace. Yes, it was fantastic. We got back yesterday afternoon. We did lots of walking in the mountains and we saw some incredible scenery.
I saw your posts online. It looked like you had a great time. You took some impressive photos.
To be honest, Dad took most of them. He's much better than me at that kind of thing. He doesn't really do social media, though, so I uploaded them to my account.
So, what kind of place did you stay in?
Mum was hoping for a luxury hotel, but Dad wanted to get back to nature, so his suggestion was camping. I don't have much experience with camping, but I was willing to give it a go. Mum put her foot down, though, and in the end we compromised and got an apartment.
We stayed in an apartment the last time we went on holiday. It was near other apartments, and the shared pool got really busy. We wished we'd gone for one with a private pool, but by the time we realised that, it was too late.
I know what you mean. Luckily, we went in low season, so there weren't many other tourists around. Of course, that means that you can never rely on getting good weather, although it suited us perfectly. I'm not really one for lying on the beach in the sun anyway.
And it often means that some of the facilities have already closed down for the off-season, doesn't it? Where we were, there wasn't as much choice in restaurants as there is during the summer months.
It was the same for us. That meant that we went back to the same place a few times. I know that might seem a bit boring to some people, but it didn't take long for us to feel right at home. It gives you a chance to get to know local people a little better, rather than just eating there once and never seeing the staff or the owner again.
Did you manage to meet anyone else your own age?
There were very few teenagers around. There was a bowling alley and an amusement arcade, but they seemed deserted most of the time. The fact that it was term time there might have had something to do with it. They don't have the same time off as we do. I guess local teens had to be in class, so the only teens you'd meet would be other tourists, really.
And how did that go?
It was interesting, since they came from different parts of the world. We had English in common, so we managed to get on all right. We're connected on social media, so we'll stay in touch.
And what was the flight like? I know you were a bit uncertain about that, weren't you?
That's right. Well, we all get nervous with new experiences like that, I imagine. In fact, I needn't have worried. The cabin crew really help you to relax. I must admit, I got a bit anxious on takeoff, but everything settled down after that. And before I knew it, we were there.
That's good. I suppose you'll be looking forward to the next holiday now.
Yes. There's one thing I'd do differently, though. When we decide where we're going, I'll do some research online. I felt like I would have got more out of this trip if I'd got more information together before I went.
I'm glad you had a good time, anyway. Next time, take me with you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.